program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
It's too darn hot, it's too darn hot. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight and play the pump with my baby tonight. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight, play the pump with my baby tonight, but I ain't up to my baby tonight, cause it's too darn hot.
It's too darn hot, it's too darn hot.
I'd like to stop for my baby tonight and blow my top with my baby tonight. I'd like to stop for my baby tonight and blow my top with my baby tonight, but I'd be a flop with my baby tonight, cause it's too darn hot.
It's too darn hot, it's too darn hot.
I'd like to fool with my baby tonight, break every rule with my baby tonight.
I'd like to fool with my baby tonight,
break every rule with my baby tonight, but pillow, you'll be my baby tonight, cause it's a too a darn a hot.
It's too darn hot, it's too darn hot.
I'd like to call on my baby tonight and give my all to my baby tonight.
I'd like to call on my baby tonight and give my all to my baby tonight,
but I can't play ball with my baby tonight, it's too darn hot.
It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot.
I'd like to meet with my baby tonight. Get off my feet with my baby tonight. I'd like to meet with my baby tonight. Get off my feet with my baby tonight. But no repeat with my baby tonight, cause it's too darn hot.
According to the Kinsey Report, every average man you know much prefers to play his favorite sport
when the temperature is low.
But when the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling hot,
Mr. Adam, of what is madam, is not.
Oh, hey, Fliz, what are you doing?
Oh, hey, evil Susie.
Boy, are you sweating and stinking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's my damn rotten luck that my ass got stuffed in the Bob Slacktime Funhouse barrel for the next 2 weeks. And, oh, it's going to coincide with the worst heat wave in decades. Oh. Yeah, I should have figured putting the albums up in the attic was a bad idea. I could have told you that. We don't even have stairs up there. I wanted to slap together some kind of summer show, and I can't find crap. Oh, hey, Flues. I know what we could do. We not only have a bright, sunshiny song, but we've got about 50 copies of it. And at 3 minutes per song.
No, you don't. Look, I swore when I started doing this stupid show that I would never stoop to that level. And I've done some pretty low things in my time.
Hey, come on.
I mean, you're looking at a bimbo whose nickname is Lowest Carmen Denominator. Well, you didn't stoop low enough.
Where's that stack of albums? Oh, this is going to be my finest coup ever.
Peace will guide the planet. revelation
and the monster liberation of Aquarius. 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 Let the sun shine. Let the sun shine in the sunshine.
and basking in the warm glow brought by Percy Faith and his orchestra, and then Ronnie Aldrich and his two pianos with a very wiggy version, and then that Las Vegas sounding number with the ice cold start. That was a fabulous Conti family, apparently laundering lots of mob money with their Vegas act. And a watery version followed that. That was Sounds Galactic from their Astro Musical Odyssey album. And then the one right after that one with a trash organ and flute and that pseudo-American Indian rhythm, that was the Little Bighorns. And they were followed by the Ohio State Fair Youth Choir. Oh, that looked like it was about 1968. And then they were followed by Terry Baxter, his orchestra and chorus with a very brassy vocal. And then we had George Wright at his organ again, followed by the Now Generation. Someone needs to tell them it's officially them. And this is the notorious 101 Strings, the poor man's wall of sound. There were several versions of this masquerading under different titles, and I thought the next one was going to be more of the same. The California Poppy Pickers may have been on the same label. Flues, go back to sleep. Where was I? The California Poppy Pickers may have been on the same label, but they were into a totally different scene. We'll be right back.
seventh house, and Jupiter aligns with Mars. Then peace will guide the planets, and love will steer the stars.
This is the dawning of the age.
Sympathy and trust abound. No one knows who all the Aquarius, Aquarius, let the sun shine.
Seekers, we started out this set of sunshiny music with the California Poppy Pickers, followed by a high school band version from Surrattsville, Maryland, the Surrattsville Highlights Review from about 1969. And the twangy guitar that followed it, oh God, that was Adventures. And then Jeff Love with a British version from some really hack production over in London. And oh, that muddled and discordant version. The people that took 5.5 minutes to do a 3-minute song because basically it was about 8 guys going in totally different directions. That was a Sound Foundation on the Smogro label. Which leads me to assume those were stoner protégés of the Smothers Brothers. That was followed by the Briarcliff Orchestra, and then Glenn Weston. In 1968, he sang the theme song for Romeo and Juliet that they used in that movie. Oh, but he was reduced to singing in the Showboat Lounge in London just a few short years later. Sic Semper Gloria Mundi, indeed. Ah, this is Arthur Fever, that old fart who wouldn't know if it be broken. Thank you.
up our first hour of Aquarius. So batten down the hatches, seekers, because here comes hour two. Oh, no, we're going to do what I want to do because it's too darn hot. It can't be 2 o'clock already.
Click.
WREK Atlanta.
Stay sick. Turn blue.